You're watching Service Drive on CBT News with Don Reed.
Hello, everyone. Don Reed here. Isn't this an absolutely fabulous time to be in the car business? I mean, NADA just told us that 2020 produced the highest net profit per retail dealership in automotive history, with record gross profit per retail unit on both new and used, all-time highs in F&I as well. So with all those sales department record-breaking profits, you would think that service departments will be growing by leaps and bounds in their retail service traffic, with increases in the range of, 10 to 20% or more. Surely, service sales per repair order and gross profit margins on both parts and labor are achieving record levels as well, right? Well, in reality, just the opposite is true in far too many dealership service departments all across the country. You know, we're seeing customer pay traffic is about the same, in many cases, below last year. We're seeing profit margins on both parts and labor have actually declined. Dollar sales per repair order have declined also. And hours per RO are about the lowest that they've ever been. However, on a positive note, the quick lube business has actually increased over last year. Of course, there are some dealers who realize the opportunities that currently abound in service and parts are indeed experiencing record-setting profits. So what's the difference between these top-performing dealers and the ones that I mentioned who are actually remaining stagnant? Well, you can sum it up in one word: training. Doesn't it make sense that a professionally trained service team will outperform an untrained group of service employees? Out of all your service employees, which ones have the most impact on the performance trends that I've talked about here? And of course, the answer is the service advisor. So what's holding you back? The most common response that I hear from dealers is training is just too expensive. You know what? One of my all-time favorite sales trainers from years gone by was a gentleman by the name of Jackie B. Cooper, who once said, "If you think training is expensive, try ignorance." Think about that for a second. Now, don't misunderstand me here regarding the word ignorance. That is not a reflection on the quality or dedication of your employees, but it's a reflection on their lack of knowledge of what it takes to become a top performer in your service and parts departments. You know, we find that the vast majority of dealership employees are good, hardworking people who can and will perform at a higher level once they're trained how to do so. In other words, they're not bad employees. They just have some bad processes, or they lack any consistent processes at all. To make my point, I ask that you consider the following questions. In your dealership, who gets the most incoming sales calls per day? Who meets and greets the most sales opportunities per day? Who has the greatest impact on owner retention? Who has the greatest impact on brand loyalty? And who needs communication skills and sales training skills? Well, the answer to the first four questions, of course, was the service advisor. The answer to question number five is both the salesperson and the service advisor. You know, I found that too many dealers have service advisors in their service departments answering the phones, greeting customers in the service drive, handling customer complaints, explaining mechanical repairs, etc., who have had zero training on anything other than how to use the telephone and how to input data into their computer. So let me give you a partial list of the key processes that every service advisor must be trained on before they ever speak to their first customer. Number one, how to answer an incoming phone call. Number two, how to properly schedule an appointment. How to properly meet and greet the customer in the service drive. How to conduct a walk around at the vehicle with the customer. How to always put the customer first throughout their entire day. How to train a customer with a maintenance menu. how to present the features and benefits of the technician's multi-point inspection recommendations, how to always offer a customer alternate choices when making a presentation, how to overcome objections once the customer says no, how to conduct an active delivery of the vehicle back to the customer, and lastly, how to schedule their next appointment before they leave this one. Now, here's a shocking fact that I'd like for you to ponder. I have found that failure to properly train your service advisors on all these 11 processes can cost an average dealer about $150,000 a year in lost customer pay gross profits. That's per advisor. So if you have four advisors, your total cost of no training is about $600,000 a year, every single year that you're in business. Now compare that loss to whatever your costs are for a professional training program, and I can assure you the return on investment is enormous. Essentially, you cannot afford to not train your entire service team. So if you're wondering how I calculated that $150,000, you can do the math in your own store, or you can contact me at dreed@dealerprotraining.com for your free profit analysis, and I'll show you how I came up with that number and how it applies to your dealership. But based on our experience here at Dealer Pro over the past 21 years, working with hundreds of dealers in the U.S., Canada, and the United Kingdom, we found that dealers who consistently follow the process that I've listed before will produce an additional 0.3 hours per customer pay repair order, averaging a 75% labor margin with anywhere from an 80 to 100% parts to labor ratio and a 40 to 45% parts margin, while increasing their customer pay traffic by at least 10% and increasing their CSI at the same time. If you're a dealer or a general manager, ask yourself the following questions. If you're a fixed operations director or a service manager, share this video link with your boss. Number one, have your salespeople been properly trained on product knowledge? Have your salespeople been trained on some form of a road to a sale? Have your salespeople been trained on how to give a proper feature benefit presentation? Have your salespeople been trained on how to demonstrate a vehicle to the customer properly? And have your salespeople been trained on how to overcome objections? Do you train your salespeople on how to turn over a customer to the sales manager? Do you train your salespeople on how to properly introduce their customers to the finance manager? Have your salespeople been trained on how to prospect for new business? Have your salespeople been trained on how to know their inventory? Have your salespeople been trained on how to put the customer first in qualifying their buying wants and needs? And lastly, have your salespeople been trained on how to follow up with unsold customers? I hope I've made my point. The 11 processes I mentioned for training service advisors are just as important, if not more so, than these 11 processes I just mentioned for training your salespeople. Now, for those people who are committed to make ongoing training a culture within their dealership, I'm betting this year will be another record in both sales and service. The bottom line is this: everyone needs to be properly trained on how to always put your customers first. That's all for this time. Until next time, I'm Don Reed. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for watching Service Drive with Don Reed.